Boss Ladies. I'd like to talk today about how we define ourselves and the power that those two little words, I am, have actually got. So last week I was on site at a client and, you know, there's a whole hot desking system. And I sit next to a really, really lovely woman, okay? And I think she happens to be extremely attractive as well. And we were chatting around her insecurity because she's gained some weight. She's very much like me in the sense that, you know, she's always been a bit of a bigger girl, you know, a little bit more voluptuous, a little bit more curvaceous, not that slim, athletic body. And obviously pregnancy, just like it did me, it hit her pretty hard. And she gained a fair amount of weight. And even though her son is 9 years old now, she feels that she hasn't lost all of the weight. And she's also very happily married. And, you know, there's a theory that people who are in happy relationships tend to gain a bit of weight together. So she was really hard on herself about the fact that she's, you know, she doesn't look the way she did when she was 19. And this got me thinking, and I mean, it's not even about being a body positive activist or anything like that, but it got me thinking about how we define ourselves and how we use those words, I am, to speak into being who we are and how we want the world to perceive us. And we really have a very, very bad habit, especially when it comes to body weight specifically, of referring to people based on their body weight, which is just absolutely shocking. You know, to say I am fat or so-and-so is fat is reducing them to a blob of fat, right? And that's just one component. You have body fat. You are not body fat. Do you understand what I'm saying? Just like you have brown hair, you are not brown hair, right? So when we're saying these things and we're defining ourselves by something that we can change, something that is fleeting, something that, you know, the level of attractiveness varies across the world. I mean, there are cultures where, you know, mothers will actually feed their daughters to make them gain weight so that they will be more attractive and more marriageable. And I mean, yes, in Western civilization, we kind of frown on all of that. But that's also because we've been socialized for decades now that slim and lean and tall is the only thing that is attractive. And it's the only thing that we should strive for. And it doesn't really matter how you look and what it is that you're striving for. That's not actually what I want to talk to you about today. For me, what really matters is to what extent you let things define you. And this is a very important topic for me, I think possibly because of the red hair and the fact that since I was a little girl, you know, people would refer to me as the girl with the red hair, you know. I'm also quite tall, so it was the tall girl with the red hair. And I understand that that's kind of how life works. But at the end of the day, I'm so much more than the tall girl with the red hair. I'm also kind and smart and funny. And, you know, I try and make a difference in people's lives and I work hard. So I'd like you to think about how you define yourself. And I'd like you to please do the world a favor and keep an eye out on your friends. And please stop people when someone says to you, I'm fat. Please stop them and say, no, you're not fat. You have body fat. And body fat you can lose, right? Being an asshole, a little bit harder to overcome. You understand what I'm saying? So please be mindful of when you say I am and what word you put after I am, because you're using it to define yourself. And the things that you're using to define yourself are actually impacting your self-confidence, your sense of self-worth. And in a way, it's also impacting how other people are going to treat you, because you're not loving yourself and you're not confident and you're not focusing on all of the amazing, wonderful things that you are and that you have done in your life, you're focusing on fitting into a different size jeans or having a number on a scale be a little bit lower. You're reducing yourself. All of your complexity, all of your suffering, your hard work, all of the wonder and amazingness that is you, you are reducing to a number on a scale. And how fucked up is that? So please stop doing that. This message is as much for this lady at this client that I get to sit next to a couple of times a week as it is for everyone else out there. Guys go through this as well. You are not your body weight. You are not your appearance. You are so much more. Please this week make a list of at least 3 positive attributes that you have. Focus on things that you do. You're kind, you're smart, you're hardworking, you're tenacious. Anything like that. Focus on those things because those are the things that define you. All the places that you've been, all the things that you've done, the lives that you've changed, the hardship you've overcome. Those are the things that define you. Your goals and the things that you still want to do, your dreams, your aspirations. That is who you are. You are not a number on a scale. You are not the color of your hair or how tall or short you are. Please remember that. And please start being kinder to yourself and call your friends out if they are not being kind to themselves as well. I honestly believe it's one of the ways that we are going to change the world. Define yourself with kindness. I'll chat to you again.